Dr. Bernardo Mota, he is the director of the Neighborhood News Bureau in USFSP, and he got in contact with people from Flint, Michigan. And he started noticing that there were similarities with specific neighborhoods in Midtown, which is an area in South St. Pete. He also has an interesting partnership with Academy Prep. They give media classes to middle school students. He started talking about it with teacher Laura Menke, and they decided why not teach the students about reporting and science at the same time.
So you had those students collect water samples at their home to test for lead. How did they collect the water?
The students of the Neighborhood News Bureau started explaining to them how to do it, and every week they would go to a specific area in their house, whether the kitchen or the bathroom, to collect the water and then to take it to USF, where a specific researcher was going to start testing the water there.
How does the lead get into the water?
Moda, for example, he specifically wanted to look into these neighborhoods because lead can be found in pipes, especially in older homes. And what the data was saying that these students at USF have found was that a lot of these houses were really old, built primarily before the 1980s, and they had old pipelines that correlated with all these particles. And then lead can easily just get into the water that you're drinking.
So if you have lead pipes, you're going to have lead in your water,
Yes.
essentially. And so that's what you found. Tell us about your results. How many samples did you have, and how much lead did you find in those water samples?
Well, the students were able to have 46 samples, and when the results came back, they all tested positive for lead. Now, it's important to know that although the levels weren't risky based on EPA standards, lead anyway is harmful. Therefore, you always have to be aware of what is in your water when you're drinking it.
What are the health effects of having lead in your water?
Well, for children specifically under the age of 6, it can be very damaging to how they're growing up. It can have even effects on even how tall they come to be. It can have mental effects, and there are still a lot of things that people don't know, and researchers are still going on about that.
So you found these students in these poor neighborhoods had lead in their water, and one of the other parts of your project was to teach them how to reduce the amount of lead in their water. What are some things that you told them?
Well, the easiest thing is to let your water run for at least 10 to 15 seconds before consuming it. If you are taking a shower, for example, obviously there's going to be no harm because obviously, well, the skin doesn't absorb lead. If it's drinkable, you would have to do that. Second option is if you are aware that you have old pipelines under your house, try and avoid that water. Buy water in the supermarket or just have a water filter installed in the kitchen and in the bathroom.
Those are my only questions. Is there anything else that our listeners should know about your project?
Well, we still aren't done with it. I believe that there are more questions to be asked, specifically how the health department would want to educate more the neighbors and everyone else about the water that they're drinking. I believe it's necessary. And I would leave this question: if this project wouldn't have happened, would all of these neighbors and community would know about this?
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.